If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 16th day of February 2011. Happy birthday to John McEnroe, who is 52 today. Star Trek's LeVar Burton is 54. Andy Taylor of Duran Duran turns 50. Margot Hemingway is 56. And in 1964, the Beatles, for the second week in a row, appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. A lot of people, you know, we all remember the first appearance of the Beatles. But yes, during their American tour, they went back for a second appearance the next weekend. Of course they did. America couldn't get enough of the Beatles. Although Ed Sullivan, you know,
I'd like for you to be on my show. You'll be following the Falling Vachios.
You know, Ed Sullivan had his roots in newspaper, from what I understand. But he grew to love television, but he wasn't completely comfortable with it. And a lot of times he would flub lines, and since it was live, there was no take back. So he was signing off one weekend, and he said, "Remember, drive your car." So people just howled, you know, Ed Sullivan. If you're in New York and you see where they do The Late Show with David Letterman, that's the Ed Sullivan Theater, and that's where they did that show for years. Paul McCartney came back and stood on the stage. But that wasn't – now I've completely sidetracked and booby-tracked my own podcast. What I was going to talk about today was the most important piece of radio advice that I've perhaps ever gotten from anybody. And it came from a gentleman named John Leader, who is program director of WQXI up in Atlanta.
WQXI puts you right on the 79-yard line again Saturday night as Atlanta takes on the New England Patriots at 7:35. All right! That is my candida. Tony Orlando and Dawn with a good song out of your past, 9:56 at QXI with John Leader.
So my roommate and friend, Bob Harrison, and program director of VLD back then, we were in Atlanta, and we were driving around. We were listening to QXI, listening to... John Leader, and then Barry Chase, who was doing Afternoon Drive then. He and McKee had just started doing mornings a year or two before. And so we said, well, why don't we go by WQXI and see what's going on? two small market radio yahoos. Why not go into a major market radio station and tell them you're here? So we did. And we told them who we were, and we told them where we worked, and we said, is John Leader available? And he came out to the lobby and couldn't have been more gracious, invited us back to his office, and we started talking radio. Now John Leader later became the went out to Los Angeles and KHJ, and not only does that, but now he's a huge voiceover talent, and he's the guy that you hear on the Disney commercials for movies. That's John Leader. So we're talking to him about radio, and we start, like all disc jockeys, format and presentation on the air. And so I was asking him about finding your own style. You know, back then I was in college. I was maybe 19 years old, 19, 20. And the advice that he gave, which I thought was brilliant, in finding your own style, and I guess this applies in any type of thing that you do, but especially in radio, he said, listen to someone that you really admire, whose style you like, impersonate them, and then eventually, as you're doing it, your own style will come out. And you think about the number of people who have started out in any sort of artistic endeavor. And by copying, I don't mean stealing their material, but, you know, just sort of borrowing their style in a weird kind of way. Musicians do this all the time, and actors can do it too. You know, I want to be Richard Harris. I want to be Luciano Pavarotti, you know. So in a creative way, it's a compliment to the people that you like. So anyway, I admire program directors. Like, I'm not a program director type, meaning that I can't tell other people how to do something. I can do it myself, but I can't explain to other people or critique other people that are doing it. I tried being a program director for a year, and I was horrible at it. I learned at a very early age, my first full-time job in radio, after a year in, became a PD. I didn't have the people management skills, and I also didn't have the heart to say to people, you know, that this is bad, you need to do this differently. And plus, you know, who's going to listen to a 20-year-old anyway? I didn't even listen to a 20-year-old, and I was me. That's it from here. We'll see you tomorrow.